Girly Whirlies, hello and welcome back to the Girly Whirly Show featuring Sam Bay.
Hiya.
Hiya. Your hello is always very calming. I'm screaming at the girls and you're just like, hi.
What's up?
Hey. Yeah, you do like a little ASMR. What's up?
ASMR.
How are you, darling? No, we actually can't do ASMR with these voices. So, girlies, we got to start. We're so sorry for the delay of this episode. I don't even like apologizing on the episode because when people listen to this and they didn't even know it was delayed, I'm confessing it. But we have to be honest with the girly whirlies. And I've in my DMs, like, Sophie, where is this week's episode? We have been in the grave. In the grave, we have risen from the dead, but we were in the bin. We have been so sick. So excuse our voices. If we had recorded over the past few days, you would have turned it off immediately because I sounded like a 90-year-old smoker. You probably just sounded sexy and husky, but, you know, yeah.
No, I didn't have a voice at all. Like,
yeah, we were in bits. Okay.
Yeah.
But we were in bits for a very good reason. Because
it wasn't COVID.
We did test. But you know what? It felt like COVID.
Yeah,
It's like out of our systems now. We're on the Sudafed. Like, you can just kind of hear it in our sinuses, but we're fine now. We had the best weekend ever before we even begin. Naked Fashion, thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast. We love you so much. Shout out to you. And I will link Naked below. All my Josephine HJ order arrived and it's packed in the suitcase because me and Sam are going on a very exciting trip. So I'm so excited. I got almost everything. The suede jacket though was particularly delicious. So check the description for link and codes and get all your gorgeous autumnal vibes, all the brown tones. I'm actually buying a lot of grey recently as well. So all your knitwear, all your coats, all your cute workwear trousers, it's all on Naked Fashion and we love you Naked. Thank you so much. So Sam Bay, we're very sick because of a fabulous wedding we were at.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I actually think we just came back run down because we were up till five both nights.
I was the first in bed both nights.
Sambay was being so good and responsible. And again, girls, me on our first week back of this pod, I was like, girls, I don't do late nights anymore. But in my defense, for good reason, I will. Like, I'm at my gal's wedding.
Yeah.
I was with my gals. It was one of our first friends' weddings.
It was our first friend wedding, wasn't it?
Oh my God, it was the first. Our first friends' wedding. And it was just the weekend of our lives.
So
we seriously had the best fun. So it was in Tipperary. So we didn't leave the country because I know a lot of people get married abroad. We have two abroad next year.
Yeah.
But this was in Ireland and it was just stunning.
It was so fun.
Christine looked stunning. Arthur looked stunning. It was just such a fabulous wedding. Everyone there was such good crack. So I was not going to bed before 5 o'clock. There was no way you could put me to bed. I would have stayed up all night long, which I basically did. So I was put to bed at five. You were responsible, went to bed kind of early. And then day two, you definitely had to go to bed early because you were driving us home.
I went to bed like 12:30.
And I said, I went to bed at four.
Yeah.
Early bird. But we just lived our best lives, didn't we?
Yeah, weddings are heavy, man. You're kind of...
It's a lot.
Irish weddings are just booze.
Yeah, and it's like, it's catching up with... Because it was... Christine was my school gal. So it was a lot of school gals. So you're catching up with all your girlies. And it's just... It was so fun. It was just the best time.
Yeah.
And we learned a lot. I think going to weddings as an engaged couple is very fun because it's you're viewing it quite differently and you're learning tips and tricks. And it was just absolutely fabulous. If it was a 5-day wedding, a 7-day wedding, I would have been good to go until we got very sick. So we came home kind of in the bin and then we just got hit with this. It's not COVID, but it felt like COVID is what it felt like. So we're very sorry, girlies. We don't like making excuses, but that truly was the reason for the delay. So we're going to Boston.
We're going to Boston.
The Girly Whirly Show takes Boston. imagine us on a live show. There's absolutely no way. It'd be so feral. I think I'd be way too nervous. Do you think you could do a live show?
I think I'd like to.
Never say never. Oh, sounds ready to go.
I think it'd be fun, but...
So if we were doing a live show, are you MC? Are you... Like, what's your role? Like, what do you want to be doing?
When I get nervous, I talk a lot. So yeah, I'd probably be MC.
We have to have an MC at our wedding. MC at a wedding is a vibe. Did we tell the Girly Whirlies we asked Georgie to officiate our wedding?
We asked my sister Georgie to officiate our wedding.
See, a lot of stuff happened this summer that we did miss out on telling the Girly Whirlies. So Sam's gorgeous sister Georgie is going to officiate our wedding. I have not asked my bridesmaids because, listen, I'm not asking anything other than we asked Georgia. I really wanted to ask Georgia.
And I asked my brother to be best man.
Yes, of course. And we were at Coldplay, so it was a special moment. Yeah. But I don't want to do anything else until we actually secure a venue.
Yeah, there's no point.
And yeah, I just don't want to get ahead of myself. But that's the update. Is
that because you think the wedding would be called off?
Oh my God, why would you even say that? Why would you even put that into the universe? No, I actually just saw a TikTok of someone being left at the altar.
That'd be devo. Do you still go to the party after?
I just want a big fat refund though. Like the money fucking spent on a wedding. And no. Then, no, it's devastating. So let's not put that into the air.
No.
But sorry, MC at a wedding. But back to the live show. Sorry, we're going off. You would MC the show. But then you'd also have to be involved. You have to give the girlies their advice. Which brings us to Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Yeah. Kill. Make me do this podcast.
I don't know why. I don't know why I actually came up with this segment because...
No, I don't have a kill this week.
Me neither.
I think for me, being at a wedding with you was really nice.
Yeah.
Because it made me really excited to marry you.
And my marry was us being so sick in the bed. It was really giving through sickness and in health. Didn't I say that to you in the bed? Yeah, night? I was literally like, oh, this is through sickness and in health. Like, now, touch wood, obviously, there's a lot more severity than that. But it was just like...
No, of course. But that was on... What night? Two of us were just lying there till about 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, so bad. But like, I've never felt and looked uglier in my life. And I was like, this is through sickness and in health. I get it. He's by my side. And like, you'd have sore back, I'd have sore back. So we'd just be like rubbing each other's backs. Yeah,
with Valderol.
It was giving in sickness and in health.
Oh, that was the worst night ever.
That was bad.
I was up at 6 for work.
But Sambe, remember back when you were living, Jesus, feels like a lifetime ago when we were both still at home. Do you remember the night when you got the worst food poisoning ever?
Oh my God.
That was really the...
I was crying.
I've never seen you so that vulnerable like in my life.
Naked on the bathroom floor,
oh
crying.
Oh my God,
Sambe,
you were... In bits. What had you eaten? Indian or something?
But it was something before.
It was so
and then
bad.
I was kind of coming out of it. And then we got an Indian.
That was the most vulnerable I've ever seen you in my whole entire life.
Yeah. And like, I was meant to be in work and I was like over the toilet.
That was also giving in sickness and in health in the sense that
I remember I had to go into the spare bedroom and I slept on all fours.
Oh my God,
because I
so
couldn't
bad.
Lie down.
You poor thing.
That was horrific.
Yeah. But the other night did kind of remind me of that, just the way, it wasn't that bad, but just the way we both laid there, like, you still awake? Yeah, you still awake?
Yeah, man, it sucked.
But we're fine now. We're going to be okay. Because, sorry, so Boston. We're going to Boston.
Yeah.
We're very excited.
My city.
Because, yes, Sambe, you don't have many, like, that's my city. I kind of try and claim everywhere as, like, my favorite city.
Well, no, Paris and London are you.
Yeah.
I think Boston because of the Patriots.
Yeah, you're obsessed. Which we're going to go see.
So we're going to go see the Patriots. So this is like my 6th time going to Boston, I think.
Really? Oh, yeah. So you really are a Patriot.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to the NFL game.
On Sunday.
Who's Patriots playing?
Houston.
So Taylor
and then
Swift
I'm going the week
there.
After. Which
oh, you're
is
going again.
Sick. So I have 2 weeks in a row of NFL.
You're going
so
in London.
No, Taylor Swift will not be there.
Alex Earl.
No, that's Miami. No one that you... Relevant to
no.
But like the two quarterbacks playing are about like 22, 23, they're about 6.
Okay, so it's still gonna be fun. I still enjoy
I think we'll get absolutely hammered.
You've taught me a lot.
Yeah.
We're also gonna go to Salem. I wanna live.
Yeah.
Well, I don't also like Halloween. I love this time of year. I don't particularly love Halloween.
I like Halloween.
You love Halloween.
Yeah.
Because I think you like scary movies and stuff.
No. I don't like scary movies. I'm
immediately
a little bitch.
No.
No, I love that and that has decorations. I love Christmas. I love Halloween. I love that kind of, because then it like, you really.
Festivity.
And you feel, like I love summer and stuff and all that. But like summer is just whatever. But like Halloween, Christmas.
You fuck with that.
Because it's like an event.
Yeah.
And I really like
true. It's a spectacle. We're also going to go to Harvard. I want to live the Gilmore Girls. I know Rory went to Yale, but she was always set on going to Harvard. I just want to live that Gilmore Girls autumn life.
Yeah, we're
just
doing a Gilmore Girls.
This is the best time to be going. Yeah.
You've never been.
I want to be shown around. I've never been. No, so I'm very excited. Yeah. So you're in charge.
And it's our first time going to America after 6 years.
Yeah,
which
isn't
is
that wild that we haven't gone to America together. Also need to go to New York.
Place, but we do need to go to New York. Yeah.
Wouldn't live there, but visit.
And LA. We've loved it.
Yes. Oh my God, we do. We should do.
I want to do a road trip down to West. I want to do like San Fran and shit. Very
dangerous. I talked to you recently and they did that on their honeymoon and they said it was fab, which is so clever. It's a fun honeymoon.
Just rent a car and then finish in Vegas.
Would we rather relax on our honeymoon?
Yeah.
Or be active?
Actually, I don't know.
Yeah, because.
You can do both over there, I suppose. Work your way down.
I was thinking like the Maldives.
Yeah, I do. Maybe but I'd love to do like Tokyo or some shit.
Yeah, so maybe honeymoon, you go and travel and have fun. And then for your baby moon, you go to the Maldives.
Is that when you're pregnant or when we're about to get pregnant? Because like, would you like to go on holidays? Well, I know you're obviously going to go on holidays when you're pregnant, but like...
That is when I'm lolling at you saying we're pregnant because that's such a thing on TikTok.
Did I say we're pregnant?
Yeah, that's okay, darling.
My child.
Yeah. A baby moon is when you're pregnant. Remember in the Hamilton Islands where we got engaged, but there was a woman on her baby moon.
She was pregnant.
She was very pregnant. But that she was living like, her best, having the mocktails.
Imagine having to fly somewhere. No, they were probably Australian.
Yeah, that's true, actually. But sorry, so I'm not seeing Taylor Swift. Billie fucking Eilish is in Boston the night before we go.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that? Dying to see Billie now. Now, all sold out. It would be impossible to
where
go
is she
anyway.
Playing? The Garden?
Yeah.
That's the Celtics.
I think I'm disagreeing just to agree, but I have a feeling it's the Garden.
The Garden is the stadium in the city.
Because then I'll because then I was like Madison Square Garden, but it must be the Garden. Yeah. I would do anything to see her.
I'd love to see
Billie. She's giving me.
And we had the year we went to Electric Picnic, we missed her by one night.
Yeah,
as well.
We've never seen her, which is shocking to me. Yeah. I think she's my top gal. No, yeah. I love Taylor Swift, but I think Billie's my gal. I think Billie's my gal. I'm having like a bi crisis for her. She's so fucking hot.
Oh, shit.
Sam looks shocked. I'm kind of joking, but...
I've never had a boy crisis before. That's wild.
She's hot. Okay, Sambe, we have an interesting question today. It's a good one.
I feel like you need to be chilled listening to this because our energy is quite low.
Are we really boring today?
No, I don't know. Are we?
Oh, sorry, girls.
No, we're just chatting. We're just catching up.
Sorry, girls. There's not much energy left in us this week. We'll be more fun next week. My DM. It's a good one. Hey, gal. Loving the pod. I need your and Sam's opinion on something. Thank you. Love you. Met a new guy on one of the apps. Don't judge me. I hate the apps, but it's been a long dry spell. I don't judge anyone for being on the apps.
No, I know people got married off the apps.
Yeah, I think there's too much...
How else are you supposed to meet people these
stigma
days,
stigma around the apps that it's like very dated. It's very dated of people to judge the apps. Exactly. Like people aren't meeting any other way anymore. So that's okay. Especially COVID fucked everything up. So we don't judge you, darling. We've been on 4 dates now and he's been so sweet. He's great at texting and replying. That's great.
That's a good start.
And that's great. Bare minimum, but that's great. And we really have the same vibe. Not my usual type, but I think that's a good thing. I also do think sometimes it's good to not go for your type.
Yeah.
On the first date, we had dinner and drinks. And when we got closer, I noticed he had bad breath.
Oh, no.
But I put it down to the fact that we'd been eating and drinking, etc. I didn't think much more of it. Now, in fairness, you know when you've been eating and drinking and you're nervous and you're dehydrated?
Yeah, that's all.
It does happen, okay?
Yeah.
Always carry chewing gum, but it does happen. Okay. However,
you've never had bad breath with me.
No, Sambi, it's my biggest fucking fear that someone has never in my life told me that I have bad breath. It's honestly, I think about it all the time.
But you don't. So why would someone tell you?
I don't know. It's just one of these things that I'm like, because if other people are able to walk around with shitty ass stinking breath and they don't know, what if I'm walking around with bad breath?
I would fucking tell you.
I think you would too.
I wouldn't say it would.
And I couldn't agree more, Sambe. I've never smelt you with bad breath in your life.
No. Okay.
Continue. Okay.
Thanks.
However, on our dates since, I don't think it was the food and drink.
No.
I think he actually just has bad breath
and
it's killing me. What's killing you the most is, do I say something? I would want someone to say something to me, but
you say that.
But it doesn't feel like my place to say something. Do I get past it and keep going? And when we're more comfortable, I can say something. Why have none of his friends ever told him? I'm so torn. I'm scared it's going to give me the ick, but it's been going so well otherwise. Sam, how would you take it if Sophia told you early on that you had bad breath? Anyway, thanks, guys. I hope you don't think I'm being mean. We don't think you're being mean.
You're not being mean. I think
it's so sad. It's so
You'd want to be told. I think I'd want to be told and you can get it sorted. But
okay, so if we were early on and I told you had bad breath, fuck, it's such an awkward conversation. It's like, why is no one in your family? Like, why do people... Like, have you ever met someone that they just have bad breath and it's not a once off, they just have bad breath? And you're like why has no one told you that?
Like, is she kissing him? Are we getting that close?
Oh, I wonder if she even slept with him. Oh my God, so you're thinking she's picking it up from across the table? That's even worse.
No. Ugh, yeah, I don't know. I think, look, realistically, you're better off saying it 100%. If you like them and you want to move forward, say it. It's such an awkward thing. Like, I struggle to tell people when they have something in their teeth because I'm like, I don't want to hurt their feelings. But it's one of those things you're like, fucking tell me if I have something in my teeth.
That's where I'd be terrified that you've never told me I have bad breath because you don't want to hurt my feelings.
Sophie, we are so comfortable. I hurt your feelings consistently.
No. You humble me.
I would tell you. I think it's one. Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Isn't it so tough? I think what I would start with is gently offering chewing gum. Because when someone offers me chewing gum, I'm immediately like, oh, fuck, does my breath smell? Which is kind of toxic because it's kind of silly.
But that's just me being insecure.
Do you know what I want to say? People don't know that you're supposed to brush your tongue. That's one thing I'd like to put into the universe. Listen, we all make mistakes. I'm not going to sit here as if I've never had bad breath. I'm paranoid. That is just in me that I do. But what I mean is there's having a bad time and having a bad day, da 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 da. But if someone consistently.
There's a difference between having like coffee breath or food. Oh my God,
or like out drinking.
Yeah,
all that's the all different. Sticky drinks and your tongue, your mouth feels sticky. But it's disgusting.
Yeah, but when it's consistent and it's different, brush your tongue. Yeah, but sometimes it's not as much about like people have like, it's more than just their tongue. Like you cavities. Have bad breath. No, it's to do with like their throat. And I would tell them if you want to move forward with them, you're going to have to tell them.
Okay, role play with me right now, babe. What is she saying? How is this happening? Like, what are we saying? How do we do this?
I honestly could not bring myself to tell. So I would run away from the situation before I tell them.
So would you stop seeing them? Probably. No, because I'm kind of like, would that have put me off enough?
I think
for me, I take mouths very seriously. Yeah, like I take teeth very seriously.
And it's not like, look, as I said, it could be.
Sorry, I feel like this is very privileged me to being like, I take mouth and teeth very seriously because obviously dental hygiene is expensive, but we can all floss and brush our teeth.
Yeah,
going to a dentist is expensive. I understand. Yeah.
It depends on where it stems from.
If it's self-aware.
No, yeah. But if it stems from you're not brushing your teeth enough, fair enough. That's a pretty self-explanatory thing. Yeah. But if it is, like there are medical, like some people just have it like, and it's, it does, you know, and.
Oh God, I feel like I'm being mean in this conversation. I feel like I'm being really mean. I'm a big fat empath. But I don't know, there's just something about brushing your tongue.
Yeah. It's just, I hate the idea of embarrassing someone.
No, you know what do you know what I hate? Is when you're chatting with like a group of people and you notice something in their teeth. I don't want to say it in front of everybody.
No.
I'm going to try and get you on your own. I'm going to try, because that's really embarrassing. But then when someone has done it for me, of course, your ego, you get embarrassed. But you're more grateful that they fuck, because there's nothing worse. This happened to me the other day. I got in the car and I knew there was something in my teeth. I got in the car after an event and there was something in my teeth because we'd all had granola balls. There was something in my teeth.
Yeah.
But I didn't blame anyone for not telling me. I was like, it was an awkward scenario.
That's the thing as well, though. Now that I think about the teeth thing, is a lot easier just to be like, oh, you have a little something there.
Yeah.
Because it's not embarrassing. I think more so like...
It needs a sleepover and you're brushing your teeth together and you say, you know what we're supposed to actually do? And I never knew this. Fun fact. You're supposed to brush your tongue.
But like he
I'm
knows.
Hung up on it being the tongue.
Well, no, because that's where it stems from 90% of the time. But like, it's like...
Are you a dentist?
No, well, everyone brushes their teeth, but not everyone brushes their mouth properly.
Yeah, they don't.
Do you know what I mean?
Don't,
but like, I think that like...
Okay, this is how I would do it. I've decided it right now. I know exactly how we do it. Is I do exactly that. We'd be brushing our teeth together, you know, in that cheerleading movie and they're brushing their teeth together and it's really cute. It's like a rom-com. It's like the sister's best friend. Her best friend's brother that she's falling for.
What are the odds of brushing your teeth with someone though?
Babe, we brush teeth together in a hotel all the time.
Yeah, I know. But like, look, we're 6 years down the line. Yeah. These are brand new.
Okay, well, I was a bit forward. I was probably in your bathroom brushing my teeth very quickly.
Yeah, fair. Your mum bought me a toothbrush the first weekend.
Oh, she did. Oh, she's so cute. Yeah, okay, so my perfect scenario is we're brushing our teeth together. And I'm like, did you know we're supposed to brush our... Like, very obviously be brushing your tongue in front of him.
Yeah. I think some people just have it and it's just the way it is.
No, there has to be a cure. There's an actual cure, babe. No, there has to be a cure. You know, I wanted to be a dental nurse.
How? Why? Why?
Because it was my...
Going into people's mouths?
Yeah. It was my only option of not being in retail and not being in corporate. And I was like, I'll be a dental nurse. I genuinely went for interviews to be a dental nurse.
Oh, I feel so bad for dentists. I know they make bank.
Well, like they make bank, digging but it, in around it's the highest mouth. Rate of suicide in a career. Yeah. Or one of the highest, because no one wants to see you. Isn't that really sad? No one wants to see their dentist.
Yeah. My niece loves the dentist.
Oh, she's so cute. She loves it. It's because she's perfect and she gets told she's perfect like, at the dentist.
She's like, I love the dentist.
She loves appointments.
I love spelling tests and I love doing homework. And I'm like, God, you're weird.
She's the best in the world.
She's going to be president or something.
She really is.
Yeah.
No, my cousin, I always say she's going to be the CEO of Pepsi or Coca-Cola. Yeah, so if not Alana, it'll be Pia. Maybe both.
Yeah.
It's giving both. You're being the empath here and I'm feeling really bad.
No, look, I just think that there are people who don't look after themselves and then there are people like
that
like,
actually have an issue. I'm being very superficial. I'm really sorry.
No, you're not. You're not. But it's the same with like BO and stuff. Like some people can't control that. Like it's just the way it like, and you just stay on top of it, but it's the way your bodies are made up. And
that's actually so true because BO is, BO is actually can be like a medical issue as well.
Yeah, and it's you can be on top of it. And look, there are people out there who do not take care of themselves and do not shower or do not brush their teeth properly or whatever.
But then there actually can be real things.
And that's where I kind of get like, easier to say to someone who doesn't look after themselves, you need to look after yourself.
Yeah.
Like we've all worked with people. I think everyone has a story in work where there was an email gone around saying, guys, can we use deodorant? Like, do you know, because someone in the office, the hum of them. Like, do you know what I mean? But like, but that's it. Like, but there are some people that it's just no matter what
that
you do.
That would send me into a spin. If I was in an office and I got that, I'd be like, it's me.
You usually know who it is.
Do you know what was so funny? I met a girl in the bathroom and she was like, oh, you smell so nice. And she's like, you'd kind of want to because you always talk about perfume on your TikTok. She was joking. She was like, imagine you smell bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is what I worry about because here's me now on an episode talking about bad breath. And on TikTok, I'm always talking about smelling nice. Imagine I smell like shit.
Yeah, but you don't. I tell you.
Would you promise?
I don't know why you why you're like, oh, please tell me.
It's genuinely just an insecurity. And I know my friends, I think Laura would tell me. She'd just be like, here's chewing gum.
No, but
Laura actually put me on to a much better deodorant. Laura taught me that the scented deodorants are actually the problem.
Okay.
They're the fucking problem. Oh no, I hands up used to use really shit bad deodorant and after a long day of work, 100%.
Yeah, but look, as well as that.
I'm just being so honest.
No, but that's
I've definitely had smelly days.
But like everyone does. After a long day in the work and stuff, like it doesn't matter how much you put on. If you're sweating, you're going to fucking smell.
Yeah, and Kosas, I want to shout out Kosas deodorant and exfoliating your armpits is the key to life.
When you're in the shower, make sure you're cleaning all your crevices properly. A lot of people don't do it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know.
You just got to get everywhere. And like if you're a bloke, you got to, and you're, you pull it back if it's there.
Thank you, Sam. Men need to know that.
I was never taught that growing up. One of the lads told me about
No one was. It's terrible.
If you have a foreskin, pull it back.
Yeah, clean it up. Clean it up. We don't want
dick cheese. Don't be scrubbing it with a fucking...
Don't hurt it.
Don't hurt it.
But we don't want dick cheese. Thank you, Sambe. That's a PSA. So in this episode, we are brushing our tongues. We are exfoliating our armpits. And we're
cleaning our willies.
Cleaning our willies.
It's just, look, I think as well as that, me and you are quite over the top with cleanliness. Like
you're better. You're way, Sambe, you know, I'm the scruffy one in this relationship. You're so clean. Like, you're crazy clean, which is amazing. Thank fuck.
Yeah, but so are you.
I know, but you're better. I just think you're, I'm just a girl in the sense sometimes.
I think men and women are very different. I think,
like my hair will get a bit minging sometimes. And like I'll.
But women don't wash their hair every day.
Yeah. Whereas I would just like
to. I probably shouldn't wash my hair.
I would like to say, you've never smelled bad a day in your life. And it's a godsend. It's my biggest flex.
But I can't sit in it. Even after a sweaty gym session, like I have to be in a shower within 5 minutes.
You're anal about your hygiene, which I love.
Like clean, one wear clothes clean, which is probably not great. Sorry for the environment. But like it just, that type of stuff freaks me out a little bit.
You're a little bit obsessed, which I love.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else there and I can't remember. Okay, second thing. This actually isn't a DM, but something I saw on TikTok that I wanted to ask you because I feel like you'll have an interesting take on this. If you could know any truth about any mystery. Yeah.
Like conspiracy theories?
Yeah.
Oh, I've many.
What would it be?
Twin Towers. Sorry. That was the first one that came in.
I hadn't actually thought about that one.
Jeff Hill doesn't melt steel beams, but anyway.
Oh my God, babe, I agree. Yeah, the truth about that one. That's a biggie. That'd be interesting. That was a good one. That was a good first one. I knew you'd be good at this. Sorry, at the wedding, we did a pub quiz and I knew Sam was going to do well and I wasn't on his team. I was fuming.
The funniest thing was we were playing this game. One of the rounds was movies and they would change the name. So like one.
It was so clever.
I was really happy I got this one. Yeah. I think I was one of the only ones I got.
But you shouted it out?
No, I'm getting to that. But no, like for example, one of them was, what movie is The Gloomy Cavalier? And it's Dark Knight.
No fucking idea. Yeah, so I was no fucking idea.
But he gave an example at the start and the answer, I can't remember, he was like,
quick and
too quick, too angry or something. Yeah. Very obvious. And I said, too fast, too furious. And all I hear from the other side of the room, you go, that was so hot.
I was very turned on by your intelligence.
I love that. You're
so good at just like general knowledge and stuff. Yeah. So I knew you'd love this question. But I was with a great team, by the way, but I was upset I wasn't with you because you're very good at a pub quiz. But yeah, so, okay, Twin Towers, that's a great one.
I think the one that I go back to, the Twin Towers, look, is kind of probably one of the most famous ones. The pyramids are one that
Yes.
I heard something the other day.
Where's the manual? Like, I need to understand.
So like they use sound waves and stuff apparently to lift the bricks.
Fuck off.
Yeah, like so like they chant and like there's
it's
documented that when the pyramids are being built, they would chant, but people think that it's, and there were these like domes found that would, when the sound hit it, the vibrations would lift the rock. Now, whether you believe that or not is one thing, but the whole idea that there's pyramids in Egypt, Mexico, South America, Central America, Africa, and their coordinates are equal.
No,
they
link
the stars. They're built the same. They're everything. And it's like,
that's insane.
The hieroglyphs are insane. And I'm like, and they couldn't travel back then. So fucking aliens. Come on. Area 51. That's another one.
Oh my God, you're,
I'm mad into all this stuff. Area 51's real. That was all released.
Any current ones? Obviously, the P. Diddy shit is fucking wild now.
It's not a conspiracy theory. He's just
it's all coming out now. Yeah. Princess Diana. Oh my God, that's mine.
Yeah, she was murdered.
That's mine.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just love her. She's my spirit animal. Like, I just love her.
But the moon landing, obviously.
Do you think that was fake?
No.
Ariana Grande was asked that in an interview recently. She's like, no. I agree. Why would we fake that? What's the point in faking it?
Because it was a race between Russia and America.
Oh.
Russia sent the dog up.
But you believe it's true?
Yeah, people are like, the flag's moving. No, but there is a certain level of oxygen and nitrogen in the
air.
Like,
maybe they just edited the flag in to claim whatever. But I do believe they got to the moon first.
Do you know who else I'd love to know about is like the Illuminati?
Oh my God, that's like the Rothschilds and stuff. That's the word I was looking for when I was talking about like P. Diddy and like
Beyonce. Like Jay-Z and all, I
this suppose. Beyonce stuff is wild, that like everyone thanks Beyonce and everything. That's
things
insane.
Like that. And like,
that's crazy.
You see stuff like Kevin Hart getting really far really quickly because he did certain things and now apparently he's shutting restaurants
that's
down.
Insane.
And basically that there's this like committee that are running the world of like these powerful people and all. And
I don't know, when after the whole P. Diddy shit, I'm like, yeah, like there's these powerful people with a load of money that are so fucked up and they're controlling a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I kind of believe in a lot of it. I think I'm a little bit am I gullible? But I also think I'm very cynical.
I don't think you're cynical. I think you're gullible. I convinced you I was from Argentina.
No, you convinced me that your nana was Argentinian.
Yeah, because I liked olives. You're like, why do you like olives? And I joked and he said my nana was Argentinian. You were like, no way.
We were pretty new. We were pretty fresh.
Yeah.
I wanted to trust you.
Yeah.
So I believed you.
That was your first mistake.
Do you not think I'm cynical? I think I can sometimes be quite cynical.
No? I don't think so. I think you're like...
I fall for everything. Naivete.
That's not cynical.
What's cynical?
Cynical is like a negative outlook on things.
Oh, no.
You're like the most optimistic person I know.
Thank you.
Let me make sure that cynical. Believing that people are motivated purely by self-interest. Yeah, you're not.
No.
You don't think...
No, unfortunately, I trust everyone and I think the best of everyone and you sometimes have to be like, I don't think they have good intentions. And I'm like, what? And then they prove themselves right. They prove you right. That's true.
COVID is on this.
What do you mean?
That's a conspiracy theory. COVID and 5G.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. COVID and 5G, our current life.
Birds aren't real. Like some of them are
so
mad.
Stupid. It's so stupid.
The earth is flat. That's obviously hilarious one. Like you can literally see the curvature of the earth in the fucking plane.
Yeah, that's insanity. Okay, we'll lock it in. We'll close it up here, darling. The verdict is, sorry, the sun's right in my eyes.
You're like Two-Face at the minute. like right down the middle of your face.
Oh yeah, that's what it feels like. It's just one eye that I'm squinting. Okay, lock it in, brush your tongue.
Yeah.
Okay. And if she is going to say it to him, we approach things with love, kindness and truth.
And you're looking out for him if you say it.
Yeah, true.
But just pack it with compliments so his ego love, doesn't get hurt.
Love, kindness and
just
truth.
Be like, you're so hot, your flute's massive, I love you. But your breath stinks.
Make his ego feel good. Okay.
Make him feel good. Like, stroke that ego.
Okay. Stroke that ego. I can't see anything. Well, okay. That's Sam's message. And my message is, do everything with love, kindness and truth. You'll never doubt yourself if you approach everything in life with love and kindness and truth.
You can't be blamed if you're being honest.
Well, no. There's a difference. No, people use honesty to be absolute assholes. So okay, that's why honesty has to come with kindness.
True.
And love, because people will be horrible and be like, I'm just being honest. And it's like,
fuck that shit. But that's being vindictive. That's not being honest.
See you next Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So honesty, love, kindness. Okay. Okay, girlies. That is it. And we're going to go to Boston.
We're going to go to Boston.
So next time you hear from us, you're going to hear about me meeting Taylor Swift, apparently.
Why?
I don't know, because she's NFL associated.
In Kansas.
I've been to two of her concerts and I still feel like NFL is where I'll meet her.
Yeah, well, she sits in the box.
No, sorry. We have more of a chance of meeting Billie Eilish.
Yeah, she might be at the game.
Boom. Oh, dead. Imagine. Dead.
I feel like the Patriots are going to get absolutely run over.
Oh, okay.
But like,
we'll have fun.
You know what? We're going to drink some $12 beers. It's really expensive.
Hot dogs. I want popcorn. I want hot dogs.
And then I kind of want us to go up to this bar after.
Okay.
And we'll get like nachos.
Nachos. Okay. Stuff. Okay. Yeah. See you there. Okay, girly release. We love you so much. Thank you so much, Naked Fashion.
Thanks,
we love
Naked
you
Fashion.
So much. You're the best. Shop below and look for sales or discounts below.
I hope the energy is okay today.
Yeah, we're really sorry. I think we livened up there a little bit, but the beginning was definitely slow.
Just ask us about conspiracy theories and we will go.
And Sam will really
We're not
get
even
talking.
That. We're not really tinfoil hat people.
No,
I don't think
just,
we've ever
you
talked
just have
about.
A lot of knowledge, to be honest, babe. I don't.
I'm just very interested in things like that.
Yeah. Okay. We love you, girly whirlies. Thank you so much
love
for listening. Apologies for the delay and the sickness. And we'll do better next time. Love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.